I'm here with Mauri Mettarana from Nokia, from the S60 group, and we just wanted to talk about some of the announcement that S60 has made today. And one of the big announcements is a bit more of a preview of some of the forthcoming touch interface in S60, and perhaps you could talk a little bit about that and how perhaps, although in one sense it's just a new interface, it's also expressing a new direction for S60 in terms of creating a broader platform, and it's not just about one technology.
Right. Maybe the angle what we are representing in this space is really platform view. So S60 key target has always been to enable maximum differentiation and personalization for its target audiences, whether they are industry players like device manufacturers to make full use of differentiation, enable reach of a wide variety of segments, market segments. Also operators benefit out of this differentiation and customization abilities what we have. We announced here a collaboration with Three, them now being another operator committed to S60 and highlighting their internet services in their X-Series device portfolio. So that's a great step as one, but just proves that we have a good environment already today to differentiate in the marketplace. Now, adding more features, we actually have a group of different features for this user experience area. One is the adding touch and also stylus, so people can use either or both. The touch can be a pure touch device or bundled with a keyboard, a physical keyboard or ITU keyboard. So the combinations are there, so we are not locked into certain version of user experience. So different kind of combinations can be there and will be there. Then we added also tactile response. So we have identified that response, what you do with the device, is very important from user point of view, and that's we see as a very important element there. Secondly, we are building total a sensor framework. We have been doing these frameworks already to enable third-party innovations and our ecosystem innovations to build on top of S60. We have had, for example, a framework for internet use cases and services applications. We have maps and navigation framework, which means practically that for developers, the development interface is clean, so that they don't need to bother where the location information actually is coming from. It just comes, you just click into and connect into that information, whether it's GPS or HTTPS or network location. In a similar way, we are now building this sensor framework where different kind of sensors can be utilized in building applications based on moving the device, changing the for example, a very simple use cases are these shutting or putting the device on a silent mode. So some of these features come with the platform implementation as such, but we leave a lot of room to developers to innovate on that. In gaming, we have seen for example, using this kind of technology and so forth. So we probably gonna see very amazing innovations, and that's key element what we are enabling here. And finally, we have this UI accelerator toolkit for our ecosystem to build more 3D wow effects into the device. We have seen that a lot of consumer target audiences, they are after having this device, very personal device, and demonstrating their own personality also to their peers. These kind of features that are good looking, nice to use, have show effects, are really demanded from the market, and those features are one way to personalize also the device. So you can customize your device with these cool additions. You can developers can build on top of S60 using this UI accelerator toolkit. We already have seen some of the samples, like in N95. You have already small test pieces on this. For example, this multimedia menu, what is there? You can have movement in a lot of elements there, 3G icons and moving and so on. And then one of the things what we are also bringing now is this Flash 3, which is based on Flash 8 PC version technology. So really this video, YouTube videos and similar videos are now fully usable for mobile users as well.
So I mean, if we go back to say something like the sensor framework, would a typical example of usage be something like tapping the device, as you might with the 5500, to say switch off an alarm or turning the device over?
Absolutely.
And presumably there can be quite a lot of sensitivity in that.
Yes.
And part of the key offering here is that you're enabling developers to build on top of it.
Yes.
Rather than just it being, you know, a phone-specific feature or platform-specific.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you imagine a touch, pure touch-based device, if that kind of thing appears into the marketplace, with the sensor awareness, you can really make a lot of use cases around such a device, which is totally yeah. different. Of course, game developers are delighted for doing some parts of that, but I believe that a lot of this productivity area as well, and also these key features what people use many times a day. You need to find a certain menu key or go to the active home screen and click a couple times to access the applications. So some of these key things you can really customize for yourself. So you can say that I tap 3 times and the browser launches on. So this personalization is one of the key drivers for us as well,
and
in using those.
If we're looking at it from a technical point of view, this is something that's going to be coming in the next version of X16. You said it was announced that it was backwardly compatible. When people think of touch interface, they tend to think of a very different look to traditional S60, but presumably we'll be talking about universal binaries that will run on both traditional S60
yes,
devices
yes.
and on touch devices, and that's
yes.
very much part of the sort of universal offering of
yes, yes.
S60, despite the fact that some of the phones could end up looking very different to what we traditionally think of as an S60 device.
Yes, absolutely. Backward compatibility is very important thing, and we are not going to compromise on that at all. So that is of course clear. It's also of course good to keep in mind that when these touch devices are coming to the market, some developers may utilize that device to the utmost and make it optimized for this particular device. Of course, then the particular application may not function absolutely 100% in a that fancy way, but it will work.
Yeah. But that's a universal constant, and then inevitably, because devices are becoming increasingly differentiated, the features, in order to create the most compelling application experience, may be different between devices. But that's something that's still got that core level of compatibility,
which
means you maintain the advantage of having a platform from both the developer's and, of course, the consumer's point of view.
Yes. Also, it is quite a huge task to build this platform capability. Some people have waited this for some time. We 2 years ago we said that Series 90 will be merged to this S60, which we have been doing. But at the same time, the world has also changed quite a lot. The use cases have changed quite a lot. These internet experiences have entered the market. So, for example, a browser and browsing experience, the requirements are today substantially different than they were 3 years ago. So this has, of course, has its impact. But the other one is that it is a really big effort to build, because everything basically needs to be touchable. So every function needs to be also be addressable by touch, either stylus or finger. And for example, if you have a clock in the device, so by tapping that, you're able to go to the clock application and so on. So it is quite an effort.
And presumably that actually devolves down to the difference between, say, stylus and finger touch, because they're often optimizing different ways in the user interface.
Yes. It depends then ultimately from the manufacturer what are the primary use cases for keyboard, for stylus, or then finger use case.
Because they will mix those together, and in one sense it's the best of all worlds, because you'll be able to choose which bit for a particular device, and so we'll see a much broader range in one sense of hardware in terms of kind of the way you interface with device, which now is really down to one or two mechanisms. In the future, S6 is going to become almost agnostic in terms of the way the interfaces work.
Yes, exactly. And these different combinations and external innovations on top of that, we cannot even imagine what people are creating options.
And it's one of the sort of messages that comes out through all of the S60 offerings in the mapping and the navigation.
Yeah.
And up until now, it's mainly just been about native applications.
Yes.
And it's sort of the next stage that we may see people going to the next level in creating these applications are even more compelling.
Yes. Huge space for IPR development, for example.
And of course, as S60 is open to other licensees, all of this is also being licensed to your other licensees.
Yes.
So we may see S60 touch devices from any number of different manufacturers.
Hopefully so. I'm confident on that one.
That's good. And talking of your other licensees, the other news that we're hearing at the Symbian Smartphone Show is that Samsung is showing off a number of devices and actually doing something a little bit different to that which they've done in the past, when they've just announced one device at a time. They've announced a portfolio of products. And what do you think that means for S60?
It is really excellent and great news for S60. It has taken quite a while, but I think it's a combination of market pull from both consumers. We have definitely proven that the S60 as a platform feature set is compelling for consumers and have been successful as such a portfolio. Our browser, for example, we believe it's still market leading after 1 year it's been launched, and so on. Then the other one is operator pull. The collaboration with operators, today we announced a collaboration with Three. We have had public announcements with Vodafone, Orange, T-Mobile, Telecom Italia, and some of the operators don't want to go public with this kind of topics, but the compliance in what we have been building with the operators with the platform is good, and then we are able to use these third-party innovations. The customization elements are there, and a lot of operators are now committed to these open OS platforms, and they ask from their vendors portfolio, not a single device to fit into their portfolio, but really a portfolio of devices. And now Samsung is really having a portfolio, and they are very competent and competitive in this operator market going forward, and that is very good news. We expect to see nice volumes. The products are on design-wise, very good S60 devices. They are, as a feature set, there's a great deal of differentiation in them. For example, this touch addition, what they had on this navigation area build-up. Also, I think that the volumes they are now starting to get with this as a package, they seem to be a very nice addition to S60. We definitely gonna see more devices from them, hopefully, and also LG is our active partner. So they are now out with the first device. It takes some time to build the competence, of course, and experience, and then how to go to market. With this kind of smartphone category product, it is not built in a year. It needs to be quite some time to build internal competence around this market.
One of the things you talked about there was the sort of trend with the operators, and actually that's something S60 can bring to LG and Samsung, presumably, and you're helping them create the market for these devices, which tend to be quite high specified.
Yes.
And are actually quite complex devices, and in terms of selling them into a market, if you're creating that operator demand, which I think you are through the agreements, that's presumably something that's very positive and you want to continue.
Yeah, and in some cases we have made also licensees, not only Nokia business groups, but our licensees life a little bit easier. So we agreed, for example, in Vodafone and Orange case, the feature set, what is needed to be fully compliant with the requirements, and we build on top of S60 this so-called complementary package. And that is platform tested package and released together with the operator to all licensees at the same time. So all licensees are able to implement the full package as it is into the devices, and of course then add their own differentiation on top of that, to be competitive in the operator portfolio or in the open market.
And of course, we've seen that with Samsung, with the Vodafone announcement, that
exactly,
they're shipping in the UK market with a number of the devices with that
exactly
package on top.
Exactly.
Which gives them that cutting advantage over some of their competitors,
right,
as well.
And time to market is much, much faster than without that. If every licensee needs to go device by device, making the changes and customization elements, it takes a lot of time, and the less you have basic competence, the more behind you are from the competition. And this is also, I think, a critical way for us to ensure that Nokia and Nokia and our licensees are on the same line when they start to compete in operator.
And finally, one of the trends that seems to be coming out of this show, to a lesser extent, especially in the keynotes, was the idea that the software platforms have started to mature, and there's a realization that there can be now savings if there's a certain amount of thought put into how these platforms are constructed, in terms of not necessarily being directly compatible with each other, but using similar frameworks or using,
yes,
open source that can be shared between the platforms.
Yes.
And from a Symbian point of view, that might be with UIQ, but Nokia is using the open source browser, which is also being used by other phone manufacturers on Apple's platform,
yes,
on Linux,
yes,
platform.
Yes.
Do you think that's going to be an important part of the future?
Absolutely. We believe that a lot of this, both in this so-called runtime area, so development layer, and also the application layer, there's an opportunity to use in developing those technologies and applications, use open source environment, and we are growingly doing that. And those open source components are then usable by other manufacturers as well, and that creates speed and cost efficiency to the whole industry, and that is excellent, because then we can get also to the lower and more competitive and affordable price points with smartphones going forward.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me, Mauri. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.